One of the things we've missed most on the show since the beginning of all of this is live music, because we used to have live music at least once a week. We were in Studio 10 and we'd have a band in or a solo singer or whatever. Now we've tried. Christy Moore sang on his Nokia for us. Liam O'Manley sang for us down the phone. And we had Fiacnó No Brain on, and then we lost them. But today, fingers crossed, we're going live now to our Galway studios and saying hello to singer-songwriter Ulton Conlon. How are you doing, Ulton?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Great. This is a big day for us, Ulton.
It's a big day for me, too. I was thrilled last night knowing that I'd be playing music to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
A lot
it's
of people.
It's been a long time.
It has, yeah. You know, you booked the trend before Christmas because you did do a gig, did you?
Yes, actually back in the summer, because my album came out in April just after lockdown, and I had a gig booked in the Workman's Club for May. And when that didn't happen, the tickets were sold. So when the lockdown eased, the Workman's Club and myself decided to do a 50-seater gig. And I believe it was the first show in Dublin in 5 months.
Right.
So that was kind of surreal, playing the first show in Dublin. Well,
and were people wearing masks, or what was the story?
Yeah, it was 50 people spaced out. Everybody wore masks and we played for about an hour. I played a solo gig because we couldn't bring musicians with us. But it was a really lovely experience. I think, the bar wasn't too high either. I think if I went and beat a pot, they'd be happy with it because they were so starved of entertainment. But it was lovely, Ray. I spoke nearly as much as I sang. It was that kind of a night, you know. It was just a night of connection and kind of people missing going out for a night and hearing live music.
And because of the lack of it, I suppose, we're questioning why it's so important to us. You know, because we took it for granted. It was one of those many things we took for granted before this happened. And now we're going, what is so special? What is so special about a group of people gathering in front of a raised area and a man or a woman with a guitar up there singing a song? What's so special about that? What is it?
It's funny, can't put my finger on it. And I think that's the lovely thing about it. Like, I've put out a single lately and it's doing really well at radio and people are receiving it well. But without going out there to kind of play it and meet people, I have to be honest, it doesn't fill you with the same kind of satisfaction or joy, you know. And I think that just boils down to me that live gigs are absolutely essential, you know, from a musician's point of view. I love recording, I love writing, probably more than anything. But I realise now how much I love gigging as well, because when it's taken away from you, of course, that's when you realise how much you love something.
And it is definitely greater than some of its parts, isn't it? A live music gig.
Yeah, it's everything. I mean, the audience are really important as well as it. I mean, as a performer, if the audience aren't great, you don't have a great gig. It takes two to kind of make that. It's a weird one, but I mean, hopefully it can come back by summer or the end of the year, because it's gone so long now. It's actually hard to know even where we are with the whole thing, you know.
We will get to the other side of this. This too will pass.
Yes, and we need to remind ourselves.
The River Flows there, featuring Gabby Marino, is it?
Yes, Gabby Marino. I met Gabby in Los Angeles 2 years ago when I recorded my record over there. She's a Guatemalan singer, amazing artist. And I found this song on my hard drive that I hadn't released in this version. And I contacted Gabby over the lockdown and asked her, would she sing a duet of it with me? And we made this over lockdown, Ray, so it was really nice to perform a duet from LA to Galway.
There she is, Gabby Marino. Anyway, you are in the Galway studio. You do have a guitar. There is a microphone or maybe a lead connected to the guitar. So
let me see if I remember how to do this.
So what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing a track off my current album, which came out last April, called Moments in Time.
Right. When you're ready, Ulton Conlon.
Out of the dark I arrive, though I'm not the travelling kind with a mind on fire. It's hardly trailblazing, it's a path well worn. Just another who weathered the storm and closed their eyes for a moment, smile for a moment, cry. We work all our life.
And that was a moment in time. Live music back on the radio. That is a moment. It is a moment. Yeah, thanks so much for that. And thanks so much for coming into our Galway studio. How has the whole thing been on your creativity, your creative juices?
I think like everybody, like the first lockdown and the second one, you know, it was like the honeymoon period of it. I was writing loads and walking a lot and feeling creative. But to be very honest, after Christmas, like January till now, has not been inspiring, because I think like everybody, it's just gone on that bit too long. And it's just the dark days and, you know, but at least now spring is on the horizon and the weather's improving. So creativity wise, I hope that'll come back. But it always does. You always kind of panic when it goes away for a little while.
It will come back and this will pass. Yeah. And the new single there with Gabby Reno is The River Flows. Alton Conlon, thanks so much. And
Ray,
look
thanks
forward
for
to
having me.
Seeing you in studio and playing live for us again. Thanks, Alton.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now. Bye.